How to find time to read your Bible. As a believer, do you struggle to know how to find time to read your Bible? As long as little kids, long work days, and interesting TV shows exist, this question will continue to crop up. Prioritizing God's Word is a battle. For many of us, it makes a big difference to simply stop expecting this practice to be easy. Whether we're sidelined by good things, like parenting, or not so great things, like social media, we can so quickly lose focus on this foundational spiritual discipline. Take heart, however. The battle to find time for God's Word is worth fighting. And thankfully, there are many things that can make it a little. How can you make time to read the Bible? Ultimately, a quick review of our daily schedules reveals something important. We are really good at making time for the things we want to do. Whether it's checking Facebook during a bathroom break, swinging through the drive-thru for a sweet treat, setting aside an evening to spend time with a good friend, or staying up too late watching a TV show, all of us find ways to squeeze things into our days that make us happy. Consequently, a good place to start as we seek to find time for the Bible is with a simple prayer. God, would you increase my desire for your word? This is a prayer you can pray every day, at any time, out loud or in the silence of your heart. If you have been a believer for a long time, you may feel burnt out when it comes to studying God's Word. This is particularly true if you're navigating a busy season of life with small children, stressful work demands, or health issues. In this context, reading God's Word can feel burdensome. It can inspire guilt instead of joy. If this resonates with you, don't worry about implementing a daily discipline yet. Simply make a point to pray this prayer each day. God knows what we need. His yoke is easy and His burden is light. If we cry out to Him for help, He will meet us where we are. This prayer recognizes faithfulness is not something we can manufacture on our own. Even if we read the Bible every single day of our lives, with perfect color-coded notes and quiet reflection, we could still miss the love and grace of Jesus. That reality should humble us and lead us to daily reliance on Christ. How much time does the average person spend reading the Bible? While about 63% of Americans describe themselves as Christians, only 11% of U.S. adults read their Bible every day. The average Bible study length is around 30 minutes. Interestingly, 56% of Americans express a desire to read the Bible more. It would appear that our allegiances and our desires do not match up with our actions. This isn't surprising. As Paul expressed so succinctly in Romans 7:15, "For I do not understand what I am doing. For I am not practicing what I want to do, but I do the very thing I hate." Clearly, we need God's help to read the Bible with consistency and passion. How many days a week should I read the Bible? The Bible describes God's Word as a light for our paths, as milk that nourishes, as more sustaining than bread, and as a sword that exposes the thoughts and intentions of the heart. These metaphors offer some interesting and convicting ways to think about the question, how many days a week should I read the Bible? We don't ask ourselves, how many days a week should I turn the lights in my house on? Or how many days a week should I eat and drink? Or how many days a week should I attempt to examine and understand my thoughts and intentions? It's easy to try to find a Bible study system that will ensure our bases are covered. But God is calling us into something deeper and far more fulfilling: daily reliance, relationship, and communion with Himself. His Word is a primary means of this connection. What happens when you read the Bible every day? As John Piper describes at length in his excellent article, 10 Reasons to Read the Bible Every Day. Scripture saves. Scripture frees from Satan. Scripture imparts grace and peace. Scripture sanctifies. Scripture gives joy. Scripture protects us from destructive error. Scripture is the hope of heaven. Scripture will be resisted by some. The right handling of Scripture is approved by God. Scripture gives and sustains life. Clearly, Scripture is powerful and multifaceted. None of us can truly know how our lives will change as we dive deeper in God's Word, but we can trust the changes will be bigger and better than what we could imagine for ourselves. Is it realistic to read the Bible in a year? With daily discipline, it's very realistic to read, or listen to, the Bible in 1 year. Check out our guide, 8 Tips to Listen to the Entire Bible in a Year, for practical guidance. If you've never read the entire Bible, setting a goal like this can be very motivating. What percentage of people have actually read the Bible? According to a study conducted in 2016 by Lifeway Research, 11% of Americans have read the Bible once, while 9% of Americans have read it multiple times. About half of U.S. adults have read very little of the Bible. The Bible is a large, ancient, and complex book, with sections that can be challenging to read without guidance and clarification. Thankfully, we have more resources than ever to assist in this project. The Mini Bible College, The Bible Project, Through the Bible, and The Bible Recap provide free, sequential, engaging programs to help you read and understand the entire Bible. How to find time to read your Bible? 5 key takeaways. Most of us don't need another complex reading plan. We need a change of heart. Keep that in mind as you read this list. Pray for the desire to read God's Word. Ask the Holy Spirit to prompt you to turn to the Bible. Pray for increased understanding and interest. Ask for a renewed love of the Bible. God will be faithful to answer these prayers. 2. Remember, God wants relationship, not checkmarks on a to-do list. We don't put hang out with our friends on a to-do list and check it off once we've spent 15 minutes catching up. We do it because we love them. Because we want to know their thoughts, feelings, and opinions. Because our relationship with them is a source of joy and renewal. How can we shift our perspective to see God's Word in the same light? 3. Don't get discouraged if finding time to read God's Word continues to be a struggle. Our culture glorifies ease. Consequently, it's tempting to think if something's difficult, then something is wrong. Living like Jesus takes discipline and wholehearted reliance on Christ. Even if your feelings waver, you can trust Him to help you shape your actions in accordance with His will. 4. Add Bible listening to your routine in addition to reading. Many people find listening to the Bible is both easier to fit into their schedule and a deeper way to engage with God's Word. Throughout most of history, listening was the main way Christians enjoyed and understood the Bible. At Megavoice, we make small, durable, solar-powered audio Bibles in thousands of languages so everyone can listen to God's Word at any time. You can learn more at megavoice.com. 5. Take advantage of the many high-quality, free Bible study resources available today. Don't go it alone when it comes to studying the Bible. There's a wealth of wisdom and scholarship available for us to use to navigate the Bible with nuance and skill. From podcasts to concordances, blog posts to local church leaders, look for direction as you embark on a lifelong journey with this strange and wonderful book. At Megavoice, we equip our partners to fulfill the Great Commission so all people may engage with the Word of God in their own language. There are many ways you can partner with us in this mission. Sponsor an audio Bible each month for a person in need of hope. Purchase audio Bibles for your own use and distribution. Donate to a fundraising project through our nonprofit, Megavoice International. Pray for our global team as they work to serve God. Subscribe to our newsletters to receive regular updates on our work.